got a little bit of hype going into camp to get them excited about what's going on and all that kind of good stuff, a little change of pace for us. And actually, we had great weather. It was about 75, 80 degrees last night with no wind. It was literally perfect. So we're off to a good start. We feel like we got the makings for a good football team. I'm sure everybody in the conference does at this point, though. For us, it's going to come down to how healthy we can stay and probably what kind of quarterback play we get. We've got a good little race going on there between Tommy Lazaro, freshman out of Colorado Springs. He was back-to-back state champion in Colorado. Literally just a winner. He hadn't lost a game since his sophomore year in high school. Paul Campbell, our returning backup guy from last year who got some quality snaps. And J.W. Muldaner from Salina Central High School, who is a 2014 grad. So they're all three doing well. They're picking up the scheme. They still make some freshman mistakes. DeAndre took 98% of our snaps over the last 2 years. So it's finally the first time we've had to break in a new person at that position. The good news is, we've got five returning starters on the offensive line, and we've got two guys coming in that are going to push a couple of those guys for their jobs. Our running back, Mark Thompson, is committed to Florida. We've got two other freshman running backs that are going to be great contributors this year. Jeff George, one of our outside receivers, is committed to Tennessee. He's back, and he's 6'6". On the other side, we brought in a 6'6" kid out of Canada named Justin McGinnis, who's going to be just as equally as good as Jeff on the other side. So that's going to make us pretty formidable. Christian Booker's committed to Iowa State, and he plays in the slot for us. He was our leading receiver last year. So we're relatively dynamic on offense, I think, if we can get things going in the right direction.